Chapter 1. Chirping birds woke Jack out of his sleep. He blinked a few times. There was too much sunlight. He was used to getting up very early to deliver his papers. Then he saw that his alarm clock was flashing. "Oh, no!" he gasped. "I overslept." He jumped out of his bed, threw on his clothes, and ran out of the bedroom. He grabbed his newspapers and folded them quickly. Then he slung the bag over his shoulder. He ran out to his bicycle and hopped on with the wheels already turning. "This is not good," he said to himself as he pumped the pedals hard. He reached his first house to find the owner standing outside with his hands on his hips. "It's about time, young man," he said. Jack tossed him his paper. "Sorry, sir," he said quickly. The man snatched up his paper and shuffled back into his house. Jack tried to make up some time by tossing the papers as quickly as he could. He felt terrible for not being on time with them. He had been awake most of the night, thinking about the new world he and his best friend Annabelle had stumbled onto. It was a world filled with monsters, which until then he never thought were real. Now he knew that they were, and not only that, they needed his help. When he reached the last house on his route, he found his friend Annabelle waiting for him.
"I didn't think you were going to show," she said with a frown. "What happened?"
"There must have been some kind of power outage last night," Jack replied. "My clock wasn't set when I woke up."
"Strange. Mine was fine."
Annabelle shook her head. "There were no storms last night either."
"I don't know," he sighed and shook his head. "Has anyone shown up looking for the paper?"
"Not that I've seen," Annabelle said. "But you know how shy those monsters can be."
"I hope someone still shows up."
Jack frowned. He tossed the paper up onto the porch. Monsters had been sneaking into the human world from the monster world to snatch the paper he delivered each morning. So far, Annabelle and Jack had tried to help two monsters, but both of those monsters had ended up in jail. Now they had to help them, and help find their friend Bellion, who had been missing from the monster world for many years.
"Let's hide," Annabelle said.
They both wheeled their bicycles behind some bushes. Then they ducked down. Jack watched the porch of the old abandoned house closely. Finally, he saw a strange blur. It moved too fast for him to see it clearly.
"The monster is here," Jack whispered.
"The monster is here,"
a voice called back from the porch. Jack looked up with surprise to see one of the oddest creatures he had ever seen.